Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, I'm coming to you from Sonoma, California. I've been up here at the film festival for four or five days now, and I woke up this morning to roosters, cock-a-doodle-dooing at my door. I'm staying in a little bungalow with these two very lovely people in Sonoma. We've had a really good time, and I'm just going to dive in, guys, because they told me to do the show today on national security. As you know, when I did the predictions week at the end of December, the 1st of January, my channel said that our national security is at risk. And if we all don't participate in creating what we want in this year in this country, we are at risk. And they want to give us some more information about that today. So here we go, and hang on. Basically, in regards to national security, it's not too late. Basically, they gave me the time span of 5 months. We have 5 months to wake up, to take action, to really move into and claim our knowing around the fact that we are the highest answer. Otherwise, we will be looking back and singing that old song, "Nobody Knows the Troubles I've Seen." That's the song they gave me. So they want us to look now, to wake up, not put our head in the sands, and deal with things that are going on. And then this is the spiritual information that they gave me behind this. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so we can get your name lined up here. Okay, so the first thing around this is they took me back to genetic star. And what the genetic star means is the very first time we broke off from the one light, right, and became our own little stars, which is our beginning of time. So we're going back to our individual beginning of times. And the belief when that happened was, I can never be God. I'm not God. I can never be God. I don't have the power. I've broken off from the power. And what that does is we keep leaving ourselves behind because we keep holding on to this, there's no way to save me, no way to create me, which is adding to this danger of national security being thwarted. Now, it's the national security of you. You make up the country. The country makes up the world. So it just extends out. So are we ever going to choose to own the fact that we are God and we do create ourselves. And through creating ourselves, we create the world. Because basically the channel is saying you have to stop doubting and you have to start believing. And it brought it in about five or six different ways through different people in different circumstances since I've been up here. So if you want to make it really simple, you can say it's am I versus I am. Am I God versus I am God. Okay, so until we get to there, how can we ever know that I'm the highest answer? And that's what they keep directing me toward about just about everything. I'm the highest answer, and I am healed. We keep thinking there's something we have to fix. And indeed, now we have created national security that needs to get fixed, and it needs to get fixed quickly within the next 5 months. Otherwise, we will be looking back on a repair job and giving ourselves even more reasons to claim the victimness that we have held on to, okay, since we broke off. So then they took me to rules and the Hara line and core belief number 24, which is when I'm loved, I'm depressed. And how that works then, and let me decipher the channel's speakeasy talk to me. We've made it a rule in our lives because we don't know and we don't stay in our knowing that when we move into the state of love, it's depressing to us because we ultimately realize how long it's been since we've lived the truth, claimed the truth, known the truth, manifested the truth. So what do we do today about all this? Because I'm handing you a lot of stuff here. Let's come forward and say, okay, right now in this moment, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore from myself. And I am going to claim and I'm going to accept and I'm going to live that I am God, the creator of me. And through that, I am going to take my power back and know that I have a voice, I have a say, that I know that I am going to stay present and focused and put everything back out into my world, my country, my universe that claims that. I'm going to hold the focus around what I want. My new rule is going to be I'm God. That's my new rule. I'm God. I'm the force. I am the energy that creates. Through my choice and my focus, that's who I am. And I'm going to step forward and I'm going to know and I'm going to know that I see the truth. And I'm going to take action. I'm taking action right now to shift that belief system. And then I'm going to get behind what I believe and I'm going to call and I'm going to make my voice known. And I'm going to go to meetings if I want from the state of love and power about saying this must be created this way. I am taking responsibility for this. So whenever you pull back and go, oh, yeah, what can I do? How can I get involved? Not going to make any difference anyway. Just know that you are creating in the next 5 months the very precarious position of this country and its national security. That's the message from the channel. My job to bring it through to all of you. So I know it's a pretty heavy subject, but it's like put up or shut up time, according to the channel. We must get involved energetically. And remember that you always get involved in the highest way, in the most powerful way, when you get involved through bringing yourself into the state of love first. But love is the most powerful force on the planet. We've known that forever. It creates everything. It heals everything. It acknowledges everything. It knows everything. Bring yourself into the state of love and really be present in the world today around what you want. Okay, so stop doubting and believe. And the last thing they gave me, and I'm not quite sure how this it came in literally right before the show went live, is never give up. Never, ever, ever give up in the quest to know that you are your highest answer and that you are healed and that you are God. Guys, I could take 2 hours to go into how it came in different ways, how the message, they're just beating me over the head with it to bring it out to you. So I have. Okay, on to the announcements. I launched the Little Child Experience. The Little Child Experience, and you don't hear me say this much, right? I don't come out and say about every single solitary program, this program could change your life. I'm saying it about this one. The Little Child Experience, if I'm this far along the road and it's opened up mega things for me that I didn't realize, like how I don't think I'm powerful. You could have knocked me over, you know, that's crazy to me with everything that I create in my life. So there's no reason for you not to get it, guys. You can go on PayPal and put your payments over 6 months. If you have a problem, if you don't know how to do it, then write us, call us. You know how to find us. Let us help you, but help you to help yourself in moving into this, getting our little child on board so that we can truly know how powerful and that we're God. And you know, our next webinar, oh, I'm so excited about this one. Us, our animals, and our soul contracts. Daniel McKinnon, who is intuitive, an animal intuitive, is going to come forward to talk to us and give us insight about what our animals are trying to say to us, what they're trying to teach us, and how they come forward to support us in learning who we are. So that's on April 12th. The Little Child Experience is up right now. You can find it all at imdwallace.com. Can I go to the calls? All right. We're off and running. Here we go. Mr. J in Canada, you're on.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Dee.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up a little?
Sure. Thanks for taking my call, Dee.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, another situation. We had a whole bunch of layoffs at our company, and I was almost on a chopping block. But they can give me a severance pay, but they also said, you know, you got, you know, step it up, plate, and things like that. So,
well, Jay, let me tell you, the channel is saying pretty much you always keep yourself on the chopping block. You always are kind of on that teeter-totter of almost being in balance, but never being in balance. And it's because of your doubt. You keep doubting. You keep questioning. And that's the big message today for all of us, is they don't want you to keep questioning and looking anymore. They want you to know. And that starts with saying, I know. So can Jay and everybody on the show today, can you feel into the difference of, oh, gosh, I hope so. I'm not sure. Gosh, do I think I am? And no, I know. That's it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not playing this game anymore. I know. Can you hear and feel the difference between that?
Yeah, it's what you do to stop it. Like, if you were saying that I'm doing it on the edge all the time, then what's the belief or...
Okay, and I'm telling you, you don't need to know what it is. You can just say, I'm done, I've had it, I'm going to know. So I want everybody to hear that, that you don't have to keep looking for what's wrong, because as long as you're looking for what's wrong, you are not in the power of, I know. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think I do. That's just,
There you go. Okay, let's just take your answer right there.
Okay.
Okay. So, you understood what I said, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, but you said, you see, now when I asked you that, you said, yes, I did. That was a strong yes. Before you said, well, I think I do. That's the very thing they're trying to show you to let go of. And it represents the first thing that we talked about, which is, I can't ever be God because God knows. And as a matter of fact, what they're saying is you have to know to be God. So it's the chicken or the egg thing, and we might as well just come forward and go, okay, I'm like over this. It's like the battered wife that's gotten hit too many times. I've played this game with myself long enough. So I'm asking you now, Jay, are you going to step it up at your work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you know how to step it up at your work?
Well, yes, I... That's
a question. Yes, you do. Okay. Yes, you do. So you know it. You know how to do it. You're going to do it. You've made that decision. And so, you see, there's no question left then, is there?
Okay,
is there?
I'm asking. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do have a question?
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is how we keep playing the game with ourselves and keeping ourselves in this more victim, less power, right? Some of us will move into our power and be very powerful, and then we'll fall back into the, oh, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, you know, I didn't make this, so maybe I'm wrong, blah, 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 blah. And that's the game that we keep playing with ourselves, Jay. And I really, really thank you for starting the show off and bringing that forward. Because if all of us today can go, screw this, I've got it, I'm my highest answer, and I'm moving out, I'm powerful, we're going to see lives showing up in a much different way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right, go get them, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yep, it is awesome. You're awesome. We're awesome. Patty, Miss Awesome Patty, you're on.
Hi. I just went back east with my sisters to see relatives, and I got really, really sick. And I just wanted to know, I mean, it was like a lot of sinus and coughing, and I wanted to know what was up with that.
Well, usually sinus and coughing and all of that is grief.
Okay.
Yep. See, as soon as I said it, you got it, didn't you?
Well, I went back to my mom's grave, and, you know, it was 20 years ago she passed away.
Okay. Patty, time to let go. Are you going to let go and be well and be powerful, or are you going to hold on to the grief? You know, guys, you can honor people. As a matter of fact, the channel's yelling at me right now. You honor people more by letting the grief go. We've been taught we're supposed to go, oh, mi culpa, and oh, how horrible, oh, she was, oh, I'll never get over this. That is not honoring them. That is holding on to their energy and using them to allow yourself to be a smaller person in your power. I don't think that's what your mom on the other side wants, Patty.
No.
Okay?
No.
So, usually, you know, we attributed it to viruses and all that stuff. But guys, if nothing weakens your immune system, the viruses don't take over. So what happened is you went back. There was a lot of also comparison going on. I don't know what that means, but they say you do. A lot of comparison between all you guys and a lot of grief about bringing all this stuff up. And then the virus that's around us all the time goes, oh, okay, I got a shot now.
Yeah.
That. So you want to keep, if you want to keep healthy and you want your body in a balanced place, you don't live in grief and judgment and fear because that weakens your immune system. That's how
I
it works.
I just didn't realize it was. I mean, I've grieved before, but I just didn't realize it was that much. And so, anyway.
Well, you know, Patty, I think it's you because you've done so much incredible work on yourself, baby. I think it's you just going, okay, you're going to get it. You are going to get it no matter what, right? And the best way that we oftentimes make ourselves get it is when we physically get challenged.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
I love you too. I know we got some tough love going here because, well, you can tell from what they had me bring in at the very beginning, there's some urgency going on here, right? Lee in California, you're on. Whoops, now you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee. Wow, okay, here we go. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm standing with you and everybody else, and I get it. So
I get a big yes on that.
I'm going to say today that oh, can I swear?
Well, I have some stations that we use frickin'.
Okay, so I'll just use your own words. I have mistaken my innocence for foolish stupidity, and it's not true. So,
hallelujah. My pendulum just went to my big yes. You know, guys, it's just, okay, these are the words they're giving me. The universe is bored with us making ourselves smaller. It's boring to the universe. It's like I'm done. Get over it. Move on in your power.
So here we go. And I have a class that I have been inspired to create that I would like to talk to you about. It has to do with connecting parents of children to the children that are real together rather than separately, so that this learning experience becomes real, and that we can therefore take risks that are necessary instead of avoiding them and getting in national insecurity.
Yes. Now, when you learn, you've got the seed of the idea, Lee.
Yeah.
You need to get it very, very clear within yourself so that you can say it succinctly and powerfully in one sentence.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
That's, yeah. Just go do it. Go do it. Go do it. You have the divine idea. Go do it. Don't think, is it going to be successful? Is it not going to be successful? I'm telling you, everybody, say yes. Spend this week saying yes and seeing where that yes leads you. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Good. I can hear the shift. Thank you. All right, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey. You're on.
I knew you were coming to me.
You always do. What's up?
Everything is so awesome in my life, I swear. I create miracles all the time.
Well, and it's about time, Susan. Good for you, baby. You've worked to get there. What's the latest miracle?
The latest miracle, I had a problem with my toilet again, and the leaking and all this, and I just kept thinking, I've got to get a plumber. And Monday morning, last Monday, a plumber showed up at my door going to the wrong house, and he came in and fixed my toilet for $19.
Well, that's a way to create. That certainly absolutely proves to you that you can create somebody to fix your toilet out of thin air. He came to the wrong house. I love it. That's one for the books.
I said, well, I've got a problem. You can come and help me. And so he did. And I was just so excited. He woke me up and I was like, wait, this is too good to be true. It was perfect. It was perfect. I created it perfectly.
You better believe it. Let's just start saying this is so good. It's got to be true.
Right.
It's so good. It's got to be true. Because
it's true.
Creation is phenomenally fabulous.
I am definitely the God of my own world, and I create my world. Absolutely.
And you believe it. And you hold on. I'm just going to test all that. Want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem. Wow, you test on everything, Susan. Woohoo!
Yeah. And I've got an appointment to go see a surgeon at a different hospital, a hospital that I don't have any clue about, but it's not Roswell. It's a different one. I didn't like Roswell anyway, so Roswell turned me down. So I'm going to another hospital, and I've got an appointment with a doctor who is 86, and he's been working for 60 years doing surgeries and stuff, so I'm going to see him on Tuesday.
Good. Okay, so Susan? They want you to be sure and understand that there's no difference between you creating a guy to fix your toilet and you creating this healthy body. Okay?
Yeah.
So
I got it.
Keep focused on the healthy body and not fixing the disease.
Okay, healthy body.
Yeah.
I
am my highest answer, and I am healed. I am my highest answer, and I am healed.
I am my highest answer. I am healed.
And so is your toilet, baby. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
That was beautiful. Bye-bye.
You got to love that one. All righty. Let's go to Chris. In Chattanooga. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Dee. I knew I was going to be next.
You did. Well, you guys are just getting psychic and psychic, aren't you?
That's right. A couple of things I want to share, talk about. Well, first of all, things have been, like, really opening up for me.
Great.
Even though I've been feeling challenged, things have been – I've been working hard and working steady and creating.
You're always going to feel – look, let's get something straight here. We are always – you are praying to feel challenged. Do you understand? Pray to feel challenged, because it's in the challenge that the expansion comes.
Right.
It's in the challenge that the growth break and you break through. Okay? So,
right.
So moving forward in your life and having success and creating health and creating beautiful relationships has nothing to do with everything just going easily and effortlessly. It has everything to do with you knowing that you're your own creator and going, come on, give me the challenge. Let me see what I can create. So what is your question, Chris?
Well, I just wanted to – I don't really have a question about that, but I've been creating some really good stuff. I've been working on this new project, part of my business, which is I've been building these reclaimed wood skateboards. And
oh, nice.
I've gotten a lot of good response and feedback, and I've been selling them at, locally, and I've just been having a lot of fun doing it, and I can tell that it's going to be something that's going to be really awesome and really big. And
it is already awesome and already really big. I want you to feel into that.
I know it is. And
yeah, because you have a little bit of a tendency – Chris and everybody, you have a little bit of a tendency to put it in the future. It's going to be big, right?
It is.
But I want you to feel like it's already there. And then it is. Okay. So go
then
ahead.
I got a, it was really interesting last week. I got a call from a guy that I hadn't talked to in 10 years. I made him a surfboard 10 years ago, and all out of the blue, he finds my information from somebody, calls me up, and he says, hey, that board you made me, it was the best board I ever had, and I lost it on the freeway, and I want you to make me another one.
Oh, so, see, so I get from what you're saying you are conscious of acknowledging the universe going, God, look how good you are, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then,
look
and
how
then I'm
good
collaborating with, I'm collaborating with someone else locally to start building some paddle boards and doing some workshops. And basically these workshops where someone can come in and build their own paddle board.
Oh, that's cool.
That's another project I'm working on.
Hold on.
The biggest thing is I've been pushing myself outside of my comfort zone and getting myself
exactly.
out there. I've been collaborating with people. I've been collaborating with other entrepreneurs in the area. I've been putting myself out there telling, you know, people, hey, this is what I do. You know what I mean?
Yes, Chris, you've been challenging yourself. And hold on, because they said when you were talking about teaching those classes, find somebody to film them. Find somebody to film how you can build your own this or that or the other. Whatever you're doing, whatever classes, film them too so that you can offer them online.
I think the message well, hold on, there's one other thing I want to share, and that's like I've had some debts that have been lingering for quite a few years now, and recently I've taken some steps to reduce that, and that, you know, that's been going well, so I'm on the road to, like, basically, you know, being debt free and
good,
you know, being financially secure.
Yeah,
because
guys,
you know,
you don't want that hanging over you. You know, that takes your attention, that takes your focus, but that they also want you to know that debt, was a part of your little child. And it's almost integrated, but not quite. Hold on, Sheets book. Give me a movie, Chris.
Well, it's the name of a song, but it's the song remains the same.
Okay. All right, guys. So they're saying to me that Chris is bringing in something for everybody here about debt. Debt, your little child. Okay, now we're going to a core belief. And it's around, you know, this is the song and that's the way it's written and I can't do anything about it. That's not true. So, okay, again, we're going back to the little child goes, well, I can't do anything about the debt. I'm helpless. I'm little. There's no way I can make money. That's indicative of the part of you which is represented by your little child that is fighting against you coming forward and being debt-free and being free. So right now we're going to stop. We're going to direct and demand lovingly that our little child integrates with us in our power, knowing that together we create security and financial freedom. That our little child, our teenagers, our adults are all working together. And wherever our children and teenagers and adults exist in any other time-space continuum, we direct, I am the boss of me on this plane, and you've got to integrate with me and work with me on this plane so that on every plane right now, we're all working together to create this that I want on this plane, which is health, financial freedom, loving, strong relationships, whether it's personal or in business or in friendship, success in my life, integrity in my life, and a strong country of dignity and power through divine love. That is our demand, our claim. That's what we say we know right now. So it is. Boy, you didn't think you were going to bring all that in. Did I get all the words? Yes, I got all the words. Holy heck, Chris. Thank you for that.
Okay, That was awesome, and I think one of the things I want to bring in with all that I want to share with everybody is, like, don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and to move forward with your, you know, I don't know if you want to call it your life purpose or your passion or, like, your knowing, you know, whether it be, you know, in your own business or in your career or in your job, don't be afraid to, like, you know, move forward and step out and be bold. And,
that's right,
and
baby.
Go for it, you know, and even if you're afraid, just move forward anyway.
That's right. You got to challenge yourself. Thank you, Chris, for bringing all that in. You have stayed on the road consciously with focus for at least 2 years, and you see it paying off. And again, I invite all of you to know this is a life choice. This is a choice of how to live your life, guys. How to live your life. Not a quick fix, but really how to create you in a whole different way in your life. We're going to Maria in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
In some ways, I don't even know where to start. In other ways,
just start at the beginning, baby. What do you need to know?
I need my power back. I don't feel I'm living anymore, and I get stuck in negative mindsets, I've been reactive most of my life, and I've learned a lot, but I don't feel I'm living.
Okay, so Maria, if I played back to you what you just said, you would hear that you know exactly what you have to do. You already know what you have to do. Basically what you said to me was, I'm sick and tired of being who I am.
Yep.
Okay. So you're the only one that can change it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to move into your power today or not?
Yes.
No, that was a wimpy yes, Maria. Come on. See, that's what they're talking about. It starts with that choice. It starts with, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to do this to myself anymore. So are you ready to do that today or not?
Yes or no?
No, that ain't going to cut it, Maria. See, guys, she's really, Maria's giving you all a great gift here, including herself. Because bottom line, nobody can make that first strong yes for you but you.
Right.
Okay, so what's keeping you from making the strong yes?
Fear. I'm giving my power away.
You can't give it away. You haven't claimed it yet. You haven't even said, I'm taking my power. I'm going to make that choice today. So how can you give it away?
Because I had moments where I felt I was claiming it, but I didn't have the finances and health to be able to act on it. And now I feel I'm in a better position. But
okay, Maria, give me a song. Any song that pops in.
The Sound of Music.
Okay. So whenever anybody gives me The Sound of Music, this is usually what it's about. It's the conflicting sides of you. The movie starts out with her singing joyously on the top of the mountaintop, right?
Mm-hmm.
The movie ends with them fleeing for their lives from the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really indicative of the two parts of us that are in conflict all the time. The joyful, powerful, I'm going to dance on the top of the mountaintop and claim the God that I am, or I'm so afraid of the world. The world is coming after me. It's not safe here. I'm going to run. And that's the dichotomy that you keep yourself in, Maria, until you go, I'm doing this. Now, I'm doing this doesn't mean that you put your head in the sand and don't acknowledge financially where you are and all that. You go, I'm going to do this. I'm committed to doing this. I'm taking my power, claiming my power around doing this. Now, in the place that I'm in right now, how do I begin doing this?
Mm-hmm.
How do I attract the people to help me do this? How do I put it out there to the universe? But the universe isn't going to answer you until you go, I am. So I can tell you from my own history, Maria, that if you have believed that you put it out before and it didn't transpire, you never really committed to it in a powerful way, and you always had this undercurrent of running to be safe, which kept the universe from working with you. Do you understand? So I ask you again today, are you ready, willing, and able to claim your power and say, I'm the God of me, and I'm going to do this.
Part to me is, but not entirely.
Okay.
Because I
know
fear how I'm going to take care of myself. And I have, like, stress-induced health issues that I don't know what's going on. And the medical community doesn't support me. And so it's been really difficult.
Sweetheart, I'm hearing you, but I'm also hearing you not support yourself. So if you know, everyone, if you know that stress creates your body breaking down and creates disease, are you going to be powerful enough to manage your stress no matter what you have to do? Or are you going to allow yourself to continue creating the disease from the stress? See, that's what they're talking about, really, with our national security here. So, Maria, I want you to sit with this week, and I want you to call back next week and let us know if you're ready to make the commitment. And then the channel can give you guidance about where the next place is to go. But you got to commit first. All right, baby?
Sure.
We're here to support you in every way we can, but you have to support yourself first.
I agree,
okay?
And I totally get that. I just feel like a veil on me with the history of my depression, too. It's like I want to break through. I feel I'm at the precipice where I can finally move forward and try and live again.
You absolutely can. You absolutely can. They want you to sit with yourself and make this decision and then move forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. It's
you bet.
It's an honor. I so appreciate it.
Thank you, darling. I hope to hear from you next week. Okay, we're going to, and, you know, Maria just gave us all a really great gift because this is, on some level, what we're all doing in certain areas of our lives that we're trying to break through in. I want to move forward, but, and that ultimately is not saying I'm powerful, I have no doubt, I believe I'm the God of me. Deanna in Miami, we're going to you, baby.
Hey, Deanna in Sonoma, how are you?
I'm good, baby. My sister, what's up?
You were saying, trust your certainty, proclaim it unwaveringly.
Absolutely, I am.
And I find my certainty, and then I waver.
Yes, that's the game that we're all playing with ourselves. That puts our security at risk. It puts our national security at risk. You can't have it both ways and get what you want, everybody. You cannot have it both ways and get what you want. So what you just said to me, Deanna, was, I know I waver. Right?
Trust my principles, but it's difficult to follow them.
Why? See, I don't believe that. If you have a principle and you know you trust it, why is it difficult? You don't follow something that you don't trust.
Maybe because it's the longer road, B.
Well, that's the belief, but in actuality, the channel is saying, guys, if you would just man up, you would find that the road is so short. If you would just hop over and go, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not going to waver, I'm not going to doubt myself, I'm not going to wonder, I'm not going to stay in fear, I'm going to know. And every time I feel like I'm wavering, I'm going to go, no, come back. I'm not doing this anymore. This is an old game. And your mother taught it to you, by the way. Do you know that? And her her mother taught it to her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who gets to put it down, Deanna, or carry it forward?
I do.
Yeah, that's right. The buck stops with you, baby.
I do.
And you don't have to carry it one more day. Not one more day. The next time you feel yourself waver and go, excuse me, this is BS. What are you doing? Come back to your knowing.
I have another idea. I have another idea. You know, the musical scales, you start with do, like do. So I
yes.
just have to stay at that, on that note, do.
You bet. Do and know. Know and do. And they're interchangeable, guys. They are interchangeable. And music speaks a lot to you. So the channel is saying whenever you feel like you're wavering and going out of your knowing, go to music because music helps balance you. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Then you have an easy thing to go back to. I'm telling you, I can be so far down in the toilet, and if I put on good 60s music, there's no way I can stay in the toilet. I get back in my power. I remember to have fun again. My body starts dancing, and my balance is back so that I can choose the thoughts I want to think instead of letting the thoughts choose me. Okay?
Happy Together by the Turtles.
What?
Happy Together by the Turtles.
Yeah. I love you, Deanna. I do.
I love you, too.
You're
Thank
right.
You. I want to listen. Bye.
And you can do this. Go do it. We can all do it. Okay. Sandy, we're going to have to do it quickly, but I want to bring you on. What's up?
Okay. Thank you. Good call, as usual.
Thank you.
I started with thinking, okay, health, because then with the call, there's been a lot of wavering, and I'm understanding that.
And hold on a minute, Sandy, because what they want you to know is wavering and doubting will create dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it ties into our health.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So continue.
Okay. So what really has my mother's really pushed through, I lost her in 2014. She's been around this last week, really, really strong, and I'm unable to put my finger on why. So
you're unable to connect with her?
No, I'm connecting with her, but I'm not hearing her, what she's wanting to tell me.
Okay, and the channel, the first thing the channel says is you haven't asked her.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Ask,
there you go.
And you receive.
We'll see.
Ask and you receive. I mean,
yeah.
I feel my late husband around all the time, and I will get quiet and sit and go, you know, what are you trying? I feel you here. I know you got a message for me. What is it? And the other day, when I was doing that, in walks my dog with her ball and drops it at her feet. And what's the one message that my husband used to always bring forward in my life? Lighten up. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Go have more fun. And here's my dog dropping her ball at my feet to go play. And there is my message from my husband, but I asked.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Because your mother's coming in. Hold on. I don't call myself a medium, but the channel says, why don't I, Dee? Because a lot of times people come in. Hold on. We're going to the sheets, first sheet. Well, okay. I love it. Mom, I love you for capping this off. Your mother is coming in to say, Deanna, and I can hear my mother voicing this with yours. You are the power and the love and the joy and the choice. Exercise your power. Be the power of you. That's what your mother is coming in to tell you. And she said, if you look back over the week, you will see things that have happened where this message is coming through, where you said, to yourself, oh, I need to do that. I need to step forward. I need to step up. Is that true?
It is.
Okay. So we have a confirmation of that. And and they're saying now to all of you that ever listen to this show, look for the signs of your beloveds coming through to you, asking you to step into your power. And again, I invite all of you to listen to the past life regression that is free on IMD Wallace, because a lot of my late husband and my father both come forward to say that they left me at such an early time so that I would move into my own power. And I'm going back to Patty. Your mother's coming forward now to tell you this is the message they all want us to have, guys. And this is the channel. The channel's message for today is step up, claim the God of you, stop doubting, stay in believing, and create the security that you want to live in, which will then expand out to the country and the world. And so it is. Wow. Seth, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. You bet. All righty. Okay, we're moving on. Guys, we are out of time. Please, please, if you are called to it at all, participate in the Little Child Experience and join us for our next webinar, April 12th. You know, I'm very picky. I don't throw a lot of things at you. I don't overwhelm you with emails every day about you should do this or you should do that. You know, I really demand of myself to stay in integrity and bring programs to you that I think are valuable for you to participate in. So I'm doing that. And now you are your own God and your own answer to choose what you want to participate in this life to empower you to know and stay in your knowing that you are the God of you. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and be powerful, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.